That track right there was the brand new single by Cora Weekend. And on the other end of the line, we have Dan from Cora. How's it going?
Good, brothers. How about yourself? You all right?
Yeah, very good. Thank
amazing, you. Amazing. It's an honour to have you on the show, Dan. To say that Cora is an iconic Kiwi band is a huge understatement. Firstly, what makes New Zealand music so special in your opinion?
Well, that's a good question. I think we've got our own sort of flavours and we kind of mix it up a bit. You know, we kind of connected internationally, but we kind of have our own sound, you know. So it's sort of, especially being the sort of country we are, it's sort of, you know, there's a lot of Polynesians and that sort of flavour. So I think it's, you know, we're kind of special and kind of, got our own flavours.
Yeah, it all comes together. A big melting pot, I agree. And that totally comes through in chorus music too. So thanks.
Definitely. It's been a little while since the last Cora release, back in 2012. Over the years, how would you say the music landscape has changed, especially seeing more of, I guess, a shift into the digital world?
Yeah, well, that's definitely over the last, you know, say 10 years, it's really, really changed a bit. You know, when we put out the album in 2012, definitely streaming wasn't as much as it is today. And we sold most of our stuff was actually physical sort of copies of things. But I think, you know, it gives the new platforms and stuff gives a lot of opportunity to artists that kind of don't have money to start up and kind of can sort of get it out there a lot easier.
Yeah,
for sure. And the fact that there are lower barriers of entry means that there's so much more music out there, which is so fun.
Like we said, it's been 8 years now since that last release. What was the feeling like coming back with this really awesome single after such a hiatus?
Well, I mean, we've been kind of working behind the scenes anyway. We're always writing music and stuff. But we've always been kind of proactive and kind of doing things behind the scenes that, you know, people don't hear about. You know, there's a lot of songs that we've got up our sleeves that we're kind of just playing with and changing. You know, we've been writing songs the last kind of 5 years, but we've just been holding them and sort of just determining what we're going to do next as far as, you know, releasing stuff. But we're pretty lucky because we've got a few finished tracks ready to go, so it's all in the management's hands at this stage as far as when it gets released. And so we're really looking forward to it. We're really excited. We're loving our new stuff. So, I mean, nothing's really changed as far as, you know, we've always been a kind of eclectic band.
Yeah.
So our new stuff is the same, you know. It's kind of, it's a little bit, you know, random as far as, you know, people might perceive our genre or our styles. It's, we don't really have any rules or any sort of barriers on how we create. We just kind of do what we want to do. And hopefully people like it. If they don't, we probably won't release those certain songs. But, you know, we kind of stick to our guns and do what we want to do.
Yeah, totally.
Fantastic.
Staying true to who you are. Yeah.
Love that.
Electric Avenue is coming up on February 27th. What can we expect? I mean, other than us loving the fact that we can actually attend a festival at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, I love that festival. You know, it's a great time to, especially with the artists, we all come together and we kind of have a bit of a time together. And we, you know, the festival is a good time for the artists to kind of reconnect and you know. We're very close friends in the industry. It's a small industry, so we just enjoy those sort of festivals where we can come together as friends and sort of actually spend some time together. And, you know, it's always really positive. So we've got some new songs that we're going to be playing, a couple of them that we haven't played before live, so that's going to be interesting.
Ooh.
So we've got a couple of rehearsals scheduled in, which is unusual for us to actually even rehearse. We usually just go in there and jam it. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to these new songs that are
exciting.
Going to be performed.
Yeah, fantastic. That's going to be so cool.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing them. Speaking of continuing on, I guess, with Electric Ave, what are some of the other artists playing at that festival that you're really excited to see? Or like you said, you guys are all friends. Maybe you're just excited to hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I play in another band as well. So we're playing there as Shapeshifter.
Oh, of course. So, of course.
Yeah.
Goes without saying.
So I'm excited to see Shapeshifter, that's for sure.
Hell yeah, yeah,
I'll be seeing it from I'll be on a different view from you guys, but it's, you know, all of the bands, you know, Fat Freddy's, LAB, you know, they're all, you know, they're all long-term friends of ours, and it's just good to actually, you know, because it's the only time we get to see our friends that are in these other bands is kind of at these festivals, you know, there's just never any time apart from Roots to connect through the festival thing.
So, of course. Really cool.
Yeah, so I'm really... It's an amazing festival, and, you know, like, we played there years ago. Like, I don't know if it was the first one that we played at, but it was quite early on, and to see it kind of building up, too, and, you know, I'm just really proud of the organisers and the staff, because they really looked after the artists, so I really appreciate when festivals can sort of do that.
Yeah, bringing everyone together for sure. Who are some of the new artists that we should be listening to, and who are some older artists that we really need to wake up to?
Oh, well, I mean, I to be honest, like I'd say out of the, you know, I hardly even listen to music these days. I mean, I've always been like that, so I don't even know. I keep myself sort of separated from what's popular and what's sort of popping off. But, you know, like, so obviously, you know, there's some big acts that are coming. You know, Benny is going to be huge, and I've never seen her live. I don't know if you guys have seen her live. Or...
I've seen her once. She was very good. She was very good.
Okay, yeah, cool. So, I mean, I'm excited checking out her, and yeah, it's
going to
be exciting, man.
It is so going to be exciting. Yes. Do you have any final words for us? Thank you so much for coming onto the show. Gosh.
Oh, man. Thank you for, you know, thank you for having me. And hopefully I'll get a chance to catch up with you boys at the gig.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. You'll see us there.
We'll be there. And we would love to meet you in real life.
Yeah.
That would be a great honor for both of us.
Oh, please. You know, please come and say hello. And, you know, we can definitely catch up and.
Wow.
Have an orange juice or a beer or whatever you
guys have. I'll tell you what, I'm excited already.
Me too.
Thank you so much for coming on to our show. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll catch you at Electric Ave.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate it, brother. You have an awesome day and big up.
All right. Catch you, man.
Choice, brother.